Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Haji Ahmed Jumaa, hope you're well this morning.
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah, Munala, with your duas.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Good to have you with us on air for the first time, I think it is, on Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. For our listeners, Haji Ahmed Jumaa is the founder, I think, of Epic World Travels. So, Haji Sahab, we've heard your statement yesterday. I think it was 10 minutes. I was listening to it while it's driving, so I couldn't exactly apply most of it. But I wish you could just share this with us as well, live. We know last week was that event which took place. Someone should diarize all these dates. We know the 4th of Rabiul Akhir is coming. On the 4th of Rabiul Akhir, that was in 1445, that beautiful event took place, and that was Tufan-e-Aqsa by the Mujahideen, where they went in and they attacked all of those rogue Israeli settlers. So that was 2 years back. It's going to be 2 years Islamically as well on the 4th of Rabiul Akhir. Like this, Sahuk was dissolved, or still going to be dissolved officially, I think. But of course, now what's the future, Haji Ahmed Jumaa, and we'll get into the facts of how to use this Nusuk application.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, Murana Zahid, and the listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaa. Alhamdulillah, as we have progressed, you have given a brief insight to the dissolvement of Sahuk and the introduction of the Nusuk Hajj. Alhamdulillah, as we have come through, we welcome this new process, this new chapter of embracing Nusuk Hajj. Alhamdulillah, our focus of going ahead in serving the Ummah, in facilitating the needs, inshallah, we do it and make our utmost efforts to assist them to overcome any challenges and to, inshallah, to get successful, to become a Haji, prospective Haji, inshallah. So, without much saying, I suppose everybody is enthusiastic. Everybody is experimental currently on the processes that are going forth and working with the Nusuk Hajj system. But with the clear diligence and caution, we urge everybody to go ahead because everybody is enthusiastic of going for Hajj and not knowing what to expect coming forward with packages and so forth. And yes, as you have mentioned, Bolana, the important dates. Coming to the important dates, currently, they're in place. The Nusuk system has rolled out in South Africa. While the official registration dates are the 7th of October, 2025, which it will be rolled out, and people can do the registrations and create the profiles accordingly. Not necessarily that they have to be going for Hajj this year, this coming year, 2026. It can be a profile created for the future. It's ultimately by the will of Allah that we have the means, the capabilities, inshallah, for going that will be accredited and approved for 2026. And inshallah, we look forward to that quota of the minimum of 1140 being increased substantially to amount where we can get maximum of our South African Hajj, inshallah, this year of 2026. Well, we look forward and make dua to Allah that He favors upon us the conditions and remove all those that may come our way with any challenges and obstacles, inshallah.
Ameen. Tumma ameen. So let's see, let's put this into practice. I've got my laptop on in front of me, and I've heard you've said yesterday, don't do it on your phone, try your best to do it on your computer. Right. So let's go to Google now. Currently, what do I type in for the South African Nusuk app?
For the South African Nusuk, it's a standard process. You have to go through to the nusuk.haj.sa.
Okay, let's
and,
do that.
Correct. And obviously, it will bring you to the pages of the front page of stating the registration and so forth.
Okay.
And once you're online there, everybody will just have to click on the icon of registration. And as you go to the process, people out here to your country of residence, which we're going to show South Africa, and then tick that box. And next part is putting an email address. Once you put an email address, you tick another box, and you proceed. It automatically, your OTP will come through to your email that you have inserted. Mm. And it takes some time. You have more than 5 minutes to insert that OTP. And once that OTP is entered in, it will take you to the point to say that you have your password needs to be entered. You choose a password that you can remember, and you confirm your password and accept the terms and conditions. And alhamdulillah, you can be duly registered. Hopefully, inshallah, everybody is successfully registered. But like I stated, and I reiterate, those that are going to be registering now, there's no guarantee that the profiles will be remain valid up until the 7th of October, because the official date opening is the 7th of October. So it could be that it could be deleted or removed, and they will have to redo the entire process. Mm. In the interim, having to create the email, the profile be registered, thereafter the individual will have to log in again, the process with the OTP that will come through to the email. And once that is done, they will come through to a page, will show them documentation to be uploaded. Alhamdulillah, looking at the process, it's a very easy process. People have made it daunting, but it is really a simple process. It's care, cautiousness that need to go forward. If you follow the guidelines that are set in place, alhamdulillah, you will definitely become in succession with the process itself. Coming back to the documentation as will be viewed on the screen, is the requirements of a clear picture of a passport, ID size photo, and the proof of residence. And the guidelines set in place for the sizes, the pixels, are the passport 800 by 400 pixels, the photo 200 by 200 pixels, and the proof of address of 800 by 400 pixels. Once you have all this in place, you size it up on your phone and your app and so forth, you're ready to rock and roll. Alhamdulillah, as it will give you the guidelines on the page of what is the sizes respectively, you go to the first one and you upload your passport. Alhamdulillah, many have gone through, having no issues. There are some that is stating that this applicant has a pending application for some reason, but it's happening. It's a application system and it will be overcome. Upload your passport. Thereafter, you upload just your photo that you have sized up. The proof of address, on the other hand, it not necessarily is needed to be asked. Many people, including myself, want asked. Once you finish the process of uploading your documentation, it will take you to the next page. And this page will show you your details, your name, your surname, and so forth. And on that page itself, you can do the necessary editing, because obviously it only brings in your first name and your last name, and it doesn't and gives you a passport number and your date of birth. So ultimately, everybody needs to go to the point of being going on the right hand side column, edit. Once they edit the press the edit, it'll open up the screens. You can add in a second name if you do have a second name in the passport. Like I said, everybody is. Whatever is in your passport, that's what you need to enter. To then enter what's not in your passport. And thereafter, if the second name is there, you enter it. And don't worry about the Arabic name. Don't worry about the father's name and so forth. And then go to the passport part which says passport type. Choose normal. Alhamdulillah. Then you are on your way to the next step. And once you complete that step, you go on to the next step. Automatically, it will now take you onto the application page where you need to fill out your necessary details, name, the telephone numbers, your employment, your occupation, and so forth, all the necessary details that you need to fill out. Alhamdulillah, with this process, as you have been hearing, it is very simple. It's just a matter of putting in the correct information as you have it in front of you. Completing the section of your application form, they have the question of flight status, flight details, and how many days in the kingdom. That's all unneeded at the moment in time. people can insert flight details have to be determined, number of days, put zero or anything, and the method of transport is by air. Alhamdulillah, once that is completed, you will be going to the next screens off. You will be seeing the summary of your application, whatever you filled out, and a questionnaire. The questionnaire will be the yes and no's. It's only yes and no's of your illnesses, any problems that you may have. Did you have received a visa in the previously, a Hajj visa, and nothing to do with the Umrah, and all the needed details that they're going to be asking you, the yes, no, yes, no, and you fill it out accordingly to the best of your knowledge and truthful. Alhamdulillah, once that process is done, completed, you finished it, everything, it'll come to the final page of a submission. And after a review of your entire summary, you're going to submit. And then once you do submit it, automatically it goes into a process of a verification, which this will be showing the status of unverified currently, and that will come in due course of verification. In that process, you might have the option to add in a family member, but like I tell everybody, rather add in family members at a later stage. So your profile is created, it's unverified. And that in a nutshell. To the part of adding in family members, alhamdulillah, each family member has to have created their own profile, exactly like how the steps followed by the initial person, as explained. Once the profile is created and set in place, then the person that wants everybody of his family members to be under one banner, under one profile, can have up to 8 members of the family under one profile. The other people that have the profile created, he loves it into his profile and goes to add a family member, and then put in the email address, the OTP will come through to the email address that has been registered with that family member, and he inserts it, and inshallah, it should be accepted onto his profile. If not for some reason, there will be a link provided to share over the invite of that family member, which the email will receive it, and they can accept it. That's the more or less, that's the process of adding in a family member, and they will be accepted, and then automatically on that profile itself will be viewable of the main person and the family members thereafter. That process is up until current, up until the person registers, and going to the next steps once the verified. So until the process of the verification is completed, which the individual will receive it via email, that your status, you have been verified, and the status on the login, when you do login, will be gone to verified. And then the next steps to follow. So, Mulana, do I need to go any further for now, or can we stop it for that point?
We can stop it for this point. I've spoken to Hafiz Umair. He said he won't be able to have a conversation now, as he's just getting off his flight and he's just arrived in the UK. So inshallah, we'll see tomorrow for that. I did warn our listeners that it's not definite it's going to happen. We know the uncertainties whilst traveling. An important point, just before we leave you, is that I'm sure when applying for this, anybody can apply it. They're not going to ask you, where do you have a mahram and all of this. So it's upon every Muslimah, we should say, that they should ensure that they have a mahram first. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَا يَحِلُّ لِمْرَأَةٍ تُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ تُسَافِرُ مَسِيرَةَ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا مَعَ ذِي مَحْرَمٍ. It is not lawful for a woman who believes in Allah and the year after to undertake a day's journey except in the company of a mahram. So this year is important, vital. They're not going to worry about this, and I don't think they care about this. Haji Ahmad, you can just fill us in on this.
Gee, correct. That's a sad situation that has become now that the Saudis have opened up that you can be traveling without a mahram for Umrah and Hajj. But that's the unfortunate thing. Like Mufti A.K. Sen has always pointed out, and you have just mentioned the hadith as well, is a female needs to be accompanied by her mahram, her father, her brother, son, and so forth. Unmanageable. But as our community has become such of ignorance, that they want to do it, and they find every loophole possible to go on that basis. Getting to the dynamics of the Islamic point of view, I'm sure Mufti Qasim has touched on that basis many a time. But we urge people and we tell them, go by what Allah has dictated. Go by what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us and brought to us. And ultimately, that is the fundamental. So going without the Mahram doesn't mean that you are going to be gaining the maximum optimum reward of your journey ahead. Mm. But inshallah, we all can make dua and pray that everybody follows in by the command of Allah, the sunnah tariq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the father, and the pious predecessors. And inshallah, we go through to perform our duties with beauties and gain the maximum optimum reward ultimately. Mm. It is for everybody to know what religion and what the Rabb and the Nabi has brought forward to make it as easy and attain the maximum in their path around their journeys.
Mm. Before we leave you, I must say the other day I asked you a few questions and you mentioned a vital point. And I asked you about the future, what's the future like? And you mentioned to me an important point where you saw in many groups. I did share it with the listeners, but we'll share it here as well. You mentioned that many groups are discussing what's going to happen, the prices, the future, the difficulties that may occur. But nobody is discussing the fact that Allah is the one that takes you for Hajj. It's a calling. And that's where we have to place our gaze on. And once our gaze is on that, then Allah Azza wa Jal will remove all these obstacles, whether it's MBS, whether it is the heavy price loads, whether it's whatever. And you will get there, inshallah, when Allah calls you. So that was I really enjoyed that point and I shared with our listeners here as well. Haji.
If I may say, Mulana, alhamdulillah, yes, as we welcome, embrace this new system in our Hajj, you know, alhamdulillah, it is a challenge. It will be a challenge. There will be a lot of obstacles that may come along the way. But alhamdulillah, with positive and sincerity, we can overcome it. Alhamdulillah, it's Allah that brought it upon us. And Allah that has favored us. And, okay, well, maybe for 30 years long, that has given us an organization. And, well, fortunately for the Ummah, and unfortunately for them, to have been dissolved. But going forward, the system that of Hajj would have been ultimately in the lines of South Africa for the future. Well, The future is now. Let's embrace it. Let's go in positive. And like you mentioned, Molana, and everybody needs to bear in fact the point that it's Allah that calls you, whether it's for Umrah, whether it's for Hajj. And ultimately, it's His invite. The means is just guided. Allah makes the means possible. And every person that has that call and the intention to perform an Umrah or the Hajj, ultimately, his sincerities will be accordingly rewarded before his action. And we look forward that inshallah, every Ummah and the Messenger of Islam gets to at least see once the lifetime the land of Makkah and Medina, perform the Hajj, perform the Umrah, and we go forward and reap every benefit for this dunya, for this world, and inshallah, gain the maximum for the Akhirah, inshallah. But to end up on a point which a lot of people have stated, like you mentioned, the daunting processes, the high cost rising. No, we should not be looking at that. Like Mufiq, you said, mentioned the other day as well. First time is have that yakin, have that firm conviction that it is Allah that will take you there. Nobody else, no application. Don't turn to the makhluk, don't turn to the application. Turn to Allah. He's the only one that will make it possible. Your means, your wealth is nothing. There are millions of people around the globe that barely even have the money but have been to Hajj and Umrah. And there are people that have got the millions that have barely even set foot on the lands of the Mubarak lands of Makkah and Medina. So inshallah, let's be submit to Allah and follow the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And inshallah, we can hope and pray that Allah fulfills our wishes and our desires. And we get there to enjoy what everybody else has enjoyed, inshallah.
Just the last question, and this was a concern by one of our listeners as well, that what happens to the ulama? Because there is this question that we had ulama as guides, and these guides help the general Muslim on what to do, help them with the du'as. What happens to those particular guides, which I would, my response to it, I'll tell you what was my response. I said, how were people performing Hajj all along without? And in my opinion, if you think of the pressure that is placed on certain groups where you have to go and you have to take pictures, you have to do this, you have to be with a group, it may just be a benefit. Because if we saw the ulama that was, you had to be part and parcel of the groups, and now and then if you want to break away, it's fine. But the pressure, and we don't want peer pressure when you want to get close to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that's... Ji,
Mulana. Alhamdulillah, yes, as you mentioned, the certain part of Hajj 2025 had progress. But yes, looking at this, Mr. Khaj, it has a similar process. Okay, maybe that we don't have a conventional style of having to have your completely guided onoma and so forth, but it will be. Remember, the operators are there within our local fraternity to be guides to the pilgrims on the whole. So they will be guiding the potential pilgrim on the processes, like I've mentioned, cut the time of the needed times for them to upload their funds into the wallet and the needed packages that need to choose from. And ultimately, everybody needs to bear this in mind, that everybody is concerned of the fact that 1,114 is the quota for South Africa. No, that's just the minimum quota of South Africa that has been benchmarked. Inshallah, that quota will increase in due course as the phases do open up. And looking at the needs of the surrounding countries, the quotas are barely filled. South Africa will be favored on that basis. So everybody should not look at the quota, make that application, and inshallah, the means, if you have, Allah will definitely go ahead. And coming back to the ulama, as many have stated and have witnessed, we have very few, a handful of them, that are really dedicated to serving the program, serving the Ummah at large in every aspect of our lives and going ahead. As to becoming the film stars and the film celebrities and so forth, that's just by the way, that's another topic altogether. But the ulama will have the opportunity to guide the pilgrims, alhamdulillah, with the operators in the process, alhamdulillah. But they will be amongst the normal of the group itself, and they will do the necessary in the kingdom. Because remember, the operators in Saudi Arabia are the ones that can handle the show, the logistics from the start to the end. And your internal guide will assist you with the integrity, Islamic guidance, and so forth, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan for that few moments with you. Make dua for us. We'll discuss with you in the future what's maybe perhaps after the 7th of October. That's the anniversary, 7th of October 2023, and it's going to be 2 years, and that's when you've said this will officially open up. But we make dua, the success for our Palestinians, the success of every future Haji, inshallah, and for the success of the organizations that's pushing for the truth as well. Jazakumullah khairan, make dua for us. We'll meet you in the future. Assalamu alaikum.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.